Good morning, 8-11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have a special guest that we have never met until about 3 minutes ago when I talked to him briefly on the phone. His name is Rich Harwood. He is the founder of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation out of Maryland, and he is speaking as part of the ongoing Civicon series tonight, 6 o'clock, the First United Methodist Church on Wright Street. This is really interesting. You're going to like this. Rich, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. You became a public servant to try to solve the challenges we are having in people feeling disenchanted, disenfranchised, powerless, taken advantage of, not solving our politics, sort of that big bundle of little teeny tiny problems. Because you got diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, young, sort of, right? How did that happen? Because it's a very interesting backstory.
Yeah, look, the backstory is I started this work when I was 27 years old. I'd worked on a number of political campaigns by that point that I came to believe then were more interested in dividing us and winning at any cost. I'd worked for a couple of nonprofits, and I came to believe then and still believe that too many nonprofits live off of soft money and aren't creating the impact we need. I'm a person of faith. And then to your point, as a child, I was born in 1960. I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. At that time, as you know, Andrew, that was a death sentence. So my parents were waiting for 3 to 5 years for me to die. Luckily, my diagnosis changed as I got older, but not before a whole lot of damage was done. And so all of those things came together for me to feel compelled to work on the bundle of things that you just reeled off when you introduced me.
This story about your childhood, I thought it really opened up what you do to me, because Kevin Robinson, the good article in the PNJ about this, he says that you remember doctors, nurses, and specialists all surrounding you in the hospital bed, all talking with each other, all diagnosing you and deciding what to do about you, and none of them talking with you, holding your hand, keeping you informed, treating you like some subject in an experiment, I can only imagine, as opposed to a person who needed to be interacted with. And as a metaphor for how people in a community feel when the experts, the politicians, the radio hosts, the social service organizations come in and try to fix everything. Yeah, but talk to me. I'm the patient.
Exactly. And not only talk to me, but listen to what I'm really trying to say. I remember all those doctors and nurses surrounding my bed, and this went on for years and years and years. And I remember really vividly, Andrew, that they never got what I was trying to tell them. They just kept assuming how I felt. They kept putting labels on me, which then sort of drove the medical care that they were giving me. And they were making promises to me that were never fulfilled. So my pain and suffering continued. And I think to your point about the metaphor for public life, I think this is how so many people feel about society today, which is we've got politicians, we have faith leaders, we have a whole bunch of folks who pretend or say they're listening and then go off and do whatever they want. And it doesn't actually address what really matters to people. It doesn't make a difference in their daily lives. It doesn't give them what I was looking for as a child, which is a basic sense of hope that tomorrow can be different than today.
Well, institutions, we all know the old idea is that institutions get the results that they're designed to get. And they are getting the results that they are designed to get. And so if institutions are not working, well, they're designed to not work because of the incentive structure, or because once you become a part of a process, you tend to want to perpetuate that process. You're, you know, the hammering agency, and so you see everything as a nail, or you're, you know, the political elected leader, and so you see everything as a campaign, and on and on and on, all the way up to the level of, you know, frustration that we have with the state of our electoral politics. But you've discovered hope. This is not all despair and terrible. There's a way to solve this problem, right?
Actually, I have enormous hope, and it's rooted in our local communities. We're working clear across the country. I've been doing this now for 35 years, and what I've come to learn, not just believe, but learn, is that when we can get people focused on what matters to them in their lives, when we can find those leaders and organizations and others that are willing to turn outward toward the community and really focus on what matters to people, when we can stop producing these crazy strategic plans that go nowhere, but actually start to produce action that gives people a sense of progress and that grows over time, then we can actually make a difference. Then people can start to believe again. Then our civic confidence can grow. And that's the challenge I think we're facing in our country today. Our politics aren't working. And I think turning to our politicians, look, we need to lead our leaders today. And I think that's going to have to start in our local communities in places like Pensacola.
So I'm going to give you tremendous power here in a second, because I'm going to ask you the following question. I am a talk radio host. I do my best every day to inform people about what's going on. We have a lot of fun. Sometimes it is at people's expense. I try to make people think. I try to explain to them what the other side is thinking so that even if they disagree with it, they at least understand that better. But I certainly fall into a lot of the patterns of talk radio being, you know, politicized and it's acrimonious. And I mean, that's I work not to be that, but I know it sometimes. So I'm going to give you the question. Based on all of your knowledge about how to make things better, what would be your suggestion to me as a talk radio show host for how I can do this show more in line with the principles that you're talking about? You don't know me. We've never met except for the 4 minutes we've been talking so far or whatever. However many minutes, doesn't matter. So, Rich, what would be your advice to me as a talk radio host to do better for our community in my daily endeavor?
I think you have to be thinking about sort of what's motivating the work that you're doing, and which I'm sure you do. But look, I think what would be helpful is to focus on what people are really wrestling with. And I think, as you know, there's lots of tension in that. There's conflict in that. So it can be entertaining. But I think what happens too often, Andrew, I haven't listened to your program enough to know, but what happens too often is we take that conflict and we use it to needlessly divide people, to strike fear into them, to increase our ratings and listenership at the expense of people feeling a sense of possibility and hope. So I actually think there's a way to dive into that conflict, to dive into that tension about what matters to people and still get good ratings.
I agree. I think I already sort of try to do that, but it's a good reminder to me to keep trying in that direction. So I appreciate the advice. I think the people who probably need to hear it wouldn't ask. So, you know, I don't mind asking.
Let's get them on the line.
That's right. Well, Rich, I'm really, really pleased to meet you. Very, very nice to hear from you. And I love the work that you're doing. I mean, you've worked in places like Sandy Hook, Flint, Michigan. You worked in, you know, I mean, really, really tough environments to help bring people together, to partner them, you know, with the sources of power, to get the power to listen to them so that it can be effective instead of just sort of perpetuating its own power, which is always a problem with any institutional solution. The title of the campaign is Enough, Time to Build, which I love that. So again, that's tonight at 6 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church on Wright Street in partnership with Civicon. Rich Harwood from Maryland as the founder of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation. Rich, thank you for your time this morning. I hope the speech and the presentation goes well tonight. And thank you for the bit of anonymous guidance you've given to this little talk show host.
Anytime, Andrew. Good to talk to you.